KQED.
It's been more than 40 years since the end of the Vietnam War, and a lot of the people who fought, died, and escaped from that conflict are coming to the end of their years. As KQED's Rachel Miro tells us, a Bay Area photographer is striving to give them the dignity and honor they've earned and a chance to feel remembered.
They're older and grayer now. The men and women who stare unsmiling into the camera. Their figures shot against a black background are superimposed on jungle foliage. It looks as if they've been surprised at night in a private moment, remembering the war, which is the feeling photographer Thomas Sanders is aiming for.
This guy right here was a helicopter pilot, and he wears a necklace with a bullet. And this bullet hit him, and when they pulled it out, he kept the bullet, and he wears it around his neck.
Sanders says he's been taken by the fact many of his subjects carry grim mementos.
I think the Vietnam veterans, some of them carry their war relics with them as a reminder that they're living.
He's found it's one of the ways people who survived Vietnam are different from those who survived World War II. Sanders published a book of portraits of World War II vets 7 years ago.
Very serious portrait. Can you put your glasses down there for me?
Now Sanders is doing something similar with U.S. veterans of the Vietnam War, as well as South Vietnamese veterans and other Vietnamese refugees who came to California.
You know, it's important that these Vietnam veterans and the immigrants, you know, get the opportunity to tell their story. It's therapeutic.
He's been working with veterans groups and the San Jose Elks Club to identify people like 69-year-old Dave Sanders, no relation to Thomas, who brought a piece of shrapnel with him to the shoot.
Yes, that was from a 122-millimeter rocket that almost got me. Almost.
Memories like this one, that's what a photo can capture, in a way that invites the viewer in, with an intimacy that's different from a movie or a documentary or a history book.
And so the idea is that, you know, the viewer becomes emotionally enthralled by the portrait, and then right next to the photo is a brief history on that veteran or immigrant, and they get to learn, you know, an individual story about them.
Dave, will you turn this way, or turn that way a little bit for me?
This way?
Yeah.
We did what our country wanted, the military portion of our country and the politicians. But, you know, the more I know, the sadder I get. I really have a lot of hate and discontent in my mind for people like McNamara, Westmoreland, those that sent other people to die.
Army General William Westmoreland commanded U.S. forces from 1964 to 68. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara was in charge back in the White House.
If you had Robert McNamara sitting in front of you right now, what would you say to him?
I'd kill the son of a bitch for the 58,000 guys that we have on a wall.
He's talking about the American service members who died or went missing. Their names are etched on the polished black rock of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Fittingly, today's photo shoot is taking place in a building dedicated to the memory of the Vietnam War. Every available inch of the Viet Museum in San Jose is filled with framed photos, maps, artwork, even weapons like assault rifles and hand grenades. An 85-year-old retired colonel who served in the Army of the Republic of Vietnam came up with the idea for this place.
Okay, my name is Loc Vu, L-O-C-V-U, Loc Vu.
Vu has been a helpful community liaison for Thomas Sanders and a profile subject himself. Sanders has photographed about 200 people so far. He's too young to have experienced the war even as a news story. This project has taught him some of that history. Vu counts that as a personal win. He wants that for second-generation Vietnamese Americans, too.
I'm very worried about our next generation in the United States do not remember why the Vietnamese in here, where they come from, when, and the reason why.
Sanders hopes to publish some of these photos in a book to serve as a document for those too young to remember and a memento for those too old to forget. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in San Jose.